This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's all kinds of easy for people to go about their daily lives without giving too much thought to how we got here. Literally, how we got here. The transportation footprint that goes into the food we eat, the phones we carry, the clothes we wear, everything. Edward Humes writes about all the to-ing and fro-ing that has to happen to make our economy work the way we have become accustomed to. In his new book, it's called Door to Door, The Magnificent, Maddening, Mysterious World of Transportation. It's good to have you on.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So we were talking out in the lobby before we came to the studio about the book and honestly how much I enjoyed it, but also how depressing it is, because you cannot turn around in this economy without leaving a huge transportation footprint.
It's true, and it's not always as obvious as you might think. There's so much transportation, so many miles embedded in our daily lives.
You start with your cup of coffee in the morning, but pick another one for me, just because, you know, the coffee's the easy one.
The gas in my tank. You know, when you fill up your gas tank, if you live in California, as I do, it's a petroleum cocktail that travels 100,000 miles. To get to your tank via tanker ship, via truck, via pipeline, and via rail. And that's before you drive a mile with it.
Before you carry it around with you to drive some more. There's a great quote in this book. You say that our transportation system, and I guess that's kind of a misnomer, right? Because it's not one transportation, but transportation as we know it on the globe today, all the systems put together, is a thing of wonder and madness.
It is. In a sense, it may be humanity's greatest achievement. I mean, the capacity to move a supercomputer or a tube of toothpaste or you name it from a factory in China or somewhere in Asia.
Yeah.
And to have that material appear in one of our ports and then make it to our homes and to do this hundreds of millions of times a day, reliably, trackably, with minimal loss is a feat that would appear to be either magic or miraculous to all but those generations now alive.
Is that, though, and here it is, value judgment time, is that a good thing that we've been able to do that?
It's not a sustainable thing. I mean, and the digital economy, e-commerce, is really accelerating this. You know, I was talking to the head of UPS headquarters in Los Angeles, busiest region for the company in the world, and now we've gone from delivering a whole truckload of goods to one location. You know, a shopping center, a store, departments, or whatever, to a model where they're delivering the same amount of goods to 120 different locations per truck. And those are all those extra trips. That's orders of magnitudes more trips and bigger boxes to ship because, you know, if you ever shopped online, you know that a little thing comes in a big box.
Is there a way, in the bigger picture, though, that we can have all that we want in this economy without that transportation footprint?
Our transportation sector is the most inefficient part of our economy, you know, and it's a paradox because manufacturers will tell you, oh, transportation is the least part of our footprint. But if you look at how we use and waste energy in America, you know, energy we burn but don't actually do anything useful with, it's almost 80% of the energy that we put into our cars and trucks and trains and planes is wasted. I see actually some hopeful trends, though, if you will.
Go ahead, please. Because honestly, as I said at the beginning, this book is awesome, but it's so depressing.
Well, I worry about that. But there's a couple things on the horizon. One is the technology of 3D printing, which is incredibly promising and still in its infancy, but already doing incredible things. You know, people are printing prosthetic limbs.
Right.
It's almost like the Star Trek transporter technology. Hmm. Imagine an online retailer isn't selling you a physical product, but is selling you the software to build that product.
Do it yourself.
Yeah. And maybe not in your home, maybe at a local sort of 3D printing shop. That would be the ultimate disruptor.
A book by Edward Humes is called Door to Door. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.